We can't live
Blog
without
Talk
them.
Talk Radio.
I worship heaven.
Hallelujah. You got to have some daily bread, which is the word of God. And in that, you got some daily praise, which should come out from the word of God. And it should be daily. You should know that no matter how big it is, it's not bigger than God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, So happy to have each and every one of you all to be part of this awesome teaching today. I just believe that God wants to do something great in somebody's life. Somebody who thought that it was whatever you're dealing with was bigger. God gave me a word and to tell you that is amazing. Now, God is amazing. He's bigger than whatever you're dealing with. He's amazing. But I need to pray a little something for a sister and pray to God that she hear the Lord, and then I'll be right back. Now you have to speak it. You got to speak it so you can hear it. You need to hear it in your spirit. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than anything, any disaster. If you got AIDS today, he's bigger than AIDS. If you've been abused, he's bigger than that. He's bigger than all of that. And I want you to know, and everybody else too, whatever you're dealing with, he's bigger than that. Go in the word and God give you the answer and then you speak it. But you can have what you say. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your time. Ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you for those songs, Pastor. Amen. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 27. It says, "The God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty." Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for this day, Father God. We're thanking you, Father God, that we can all come together and learn the word of God. We're thankful that our pastor will be teaching the word today and making it plain that we will understand it, Father God. We are thankful for those who have called in, thankful for those who are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we give you thanks for all things today, Father God. And we're binding up anything and everything to try to come up against us, try to come up against our pastor as he teaches the word of God, Father God. Lord, be with all those who have, no matter what they're facing, no matter what they're going through, just like the song says, you are bigger than anything that we may be facing, Father God. So help us to put our trust in you, Father God, and help us to believe it, Father God, that you're going to bring out for our good, Father God. And so, Lord, we give you thanks today, Father God. Lord, be with all those that are bereaved today, Lord. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. Let the word of God reach them also, Father God, that they know that they can lean and depend on you. And then, Lord, be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We know you are a healer because your word says it. And your word is true, Lord. And so, Lord, we're just praying for all those that are sick and shut in, praying for their healing, their recovery, Father God, as they grow stronger and as they continue to do your will, Father God. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word, Father God. Help us to meditate on that word day and night, Father God. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for the word and thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word. And we ask that you will bless us all in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. Awesome prayer. I'm not going to go over all of it, but let me, for those that may not know where we're at or that this is their first time tuning in, we're talking about God putting himself back in us. In other words, he reproducing himself in us, okay? And we hadn't talked about all the ways he's doing it. We've only talked about some of the ways that he's doing it. But I want to submit to you today from the book of Colossians, the third chapter. And I think I go with the, I'm going to go with the ninth verse and the tenth verse. And we'll get into it as we go. The ninth verse says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, underlying deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen, amen. Colossians 3, verses 9 and 10. From the Message Bible, don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator with his label on it. Amen.
So what does that mean to put the new self? It means that you conduct your conduct, I should say, to match your faith. If you are a Christian, you should not, first of all, lie one to another. You should act like it. So to be a Christian means more than just making good resolution. It means more than just making good decisions. It means that you are, it means more than that. It means more than having nice clothes on, having a good reputation. It means more than just good intention. It means taking the right action. This is a straightforward step that it is simple as putting on, he said, new clothing. That's what I like about what the Messenger Bible says. It's custom made. It's not no any time. It's custom made. What is that? God is reproducing himself in us, made by him. Remember, we've been created in his image after his likeness. Remember Ephesians 2:10. So the Christian church, the way I see it, according to this scripture, Christian is as the image of Christ should be in us, and that has to be taught. It is in continual education. I won't even use the word program. So the more we know of Christ and his work, the more we've been changed to be like him. Because this process is a lifelong process. We must never stop learning. We must never stop obeying. There is no justification for different. All of it's required the same for everybody. There's an intent to find the richest treasure and that we can grow in him. And I want to say this too, because it takes practice, ongoing, reviewing. So what you going to practice? You're going to practice the things of God. You're going to begin to say what God's words say in every situation. Yeah. Yes. By his stripes, I'm healed. You're going to keep saying that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get too deep. I don't want to get too deep. But let me tell y'all, if I can be real just for a moment, a lot of times we want to say stuff. And the enemy bombards our heads with other stuff and tell us what we are not, what we can't do. And y'all all hear that voice. I've heard it. You got to silence that. You got to put that to bed. You can't continue to listen to that, because if you listen to that, you'll speak that. Yeah. Oh, I know. Amen. I'm right now. So it's important that you figure out how to get rid of that voice. How do you get rid of that doubt and unbelief? Well, you keep saying more words. You keep depending on the grace of God. You know how He got you out the last situation.
You ain't
forgot that. Sometimes you got to go back in your memory bank and remind yourself what God did.
Amen.
Yeah. You have to grow in the knowledge. What better knowledge? If you don't mind, what better knowledge to grow in than even your own experience?
All right.
Huh?
Say it.
Think about it. So to grow in spiritually, you have to start developing till you mature. And what is that mature over there in Ephesians 4? Until we all come into that perfect man like Christ. So we got growing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some growing to do. He tells us in Colossians 1:9, He tell us this. For this cause, and then I do 10, so I do 9 and 10. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and so acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard, as you learn more and more how God works, you will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul. Amen, amen.
So Paul was exposing heresy in the Colossian church, if you will, which was similar to some other stuff that was going on over there in the second chapter and around the 14th verse. I mean, you got to really get into that, but I don't want to get too deep. I just want to tell you all that he points out that knowledge in itself is empty. So to be worthy of anything, it must lead to a changed life and right living. His prayers for the Colossians has a two dimension. First of all, that they might be filled with the knowledge of God. Will,
yeah.
Not any kind of knowledge, but be filled with the knowledge of God's will, which happens to be revelation knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you know a thing. See, God expects for us to be filled, not halfway, if you don't mind, not halfway. But
all
he
right.
wants us to be filled with the God kind of knowledge, the God kind of praying. People don't pray like God tell us to pray. We're more on the Pharisee side of it than the God side of it. You got to get out of that religious way of doing things. We have to. So what? We didn't do it. God expects for us to listen to him. And I'll be honest
Amen.
With you, brothers and sisters. If you're going to pray the way God tells you to pray, your prayers won't be the same. I tell you that right now. Your prayers are going to be different all the time.
Yeah.
Because situations are different all the time. So you have to
yeah.
decide, okay, well, I'm going to pray like God telling me to pray. I mean, to be honest with you guys, that traditional stuff, it just don't flow with me. I'm being honest. You know, it reminds me when people, they got to have, you had a prayer, you had a singing, you had a whatever, and then, you know, so that, if you're not doing it in that order, then the first thing a preacher wants to say, you out of order. And they don't understand that you're being led by the Spirit. So a lot
amen.
Of times the Spirit will tell you to do something, and you just do it, flow with it. It don't have to go the way it always go. Nah.
Because
right. God's Spirit may be moving that day in prayer. He may be moving that day in praising. You know,
yeah.
we had service right here on the broadcast where, but now understand, this spiritual knowledge. Now, any kind of knowledge now, it's spiritual knowledge. So if you're not spiritual, you're not going to understand what I'm saying. You're going to think, oh, that's blasphemy. Or you're going to think, oh, it needs to be done this way. Pastor, how come it wasn't done this way? See, listen, dear heart, it ain't always that way.
Yeah.
God may be ministering to somebody. It may not be your song that you want to hear. But you got to remember, you're not the only one on here. It may not be the word you want. You think I enjoy that? Well, just this week, every time I look around, stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then God said, okay, my will is being done. Confess that. I mean, maybe you needed that break. Maybe somebody took a break and said, you know what? I'm going to get in the word for myself. Lord, show me a scripture. Now, that may not be you, but somebody was spiritual enough to say, you know what? Even though we're not having the teaching today and I missed it, but you know what? I'm going to get in the word myself. Maybe somebody said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and listen to some of them broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe someone took us up on it that, you know what? God wanted us to go back over something. I don't know. Maybe you decided, you know, the Lord told you to go and during that little time, a couple of days he was off. How did you redeem that time?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what God wants me to share light on. When you get spare time like that, what are you doing? How are you cheating yourself out of what belongs to you?
Mm.
Yeah, don't cheat yourself out of your blessing. You don't
Amen.
Do that. Don't cheat yourself because, you know, Pastor, we ain't had prayer yet. The Bible said we can pray all the time, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ain't got to just pray at the beginning. I've already prayed. That's what Jesus told Peter. I've already prayed for you. I pray that your faith fell in me. Now, I've already prayed for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when people don't have spiritual knowledge, it's about spiritual knowledge. We're getting enough fleshly knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
Yes.
How about that from the spirit? You know, people ain't getting that message. They have to get that message. Righteousness is spiritual knowledge. The God kind of love is spiritual knowledge. I know you know the world love. How about God's love? How about the God kind, the spiritual kind? Because God is a spirit. You know that, man. He's a spirit.
Yeah.
John 4. So God is a spirit. And he seeks to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. So let's find out what's spiritual. We need spiritual knowledge. Because if we don't know nothing, we know God wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Do I need to take you there? That's how God wants to be worshipped. That's how he wants to have a meeting with us. A lot of folks say, God wants us to just bow down. No, God wants you to come boldly before the throne of grace. Last time I checked, and that ain't in no building, man. That ain't in no building. That ain't what that is. When you come boldly before the throne of God, that's not a building. No.
Amen.
No. No, the devil is a lie. But he said that he wants us to grow. Let me share another scripture because this is important. You got to know that there's a treasure of knowledge that he wants us to increase in. So when he was talking about in Colossians 1 and 10 about that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto good, to all pleasing and bringing fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Well, how you do that? Well, you got to know what God's knowledge is. God's knowledge is spiritual. So let's look at, and let me show you this. Let me show you this. I know we bought it at that time, but Colossians 2 and 3 says it, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Amen. From the Message Bible, all the richest treasures of wisdom and knowledge are the embedded in that mastery and nowhere else. And we've been shown the mystery. I'm telling you this because I don't want anyone leading you off on some wild goose chase after other so-called mysteries or the secret. Amen, amen.
These are treasures.
Yeah.
These are treasures.
Thank you, Lord.
How you handling this treasure just as important. Not just
Amen.
One treasure, but treasures. It's proof. It's wealth. And if you look at it in terms of money, or jewelry, or price, you know, precious metal, or priceless stuff, something you have stored up, treasure.
Yeah.
And it could be wealth of all kinds. So when you look at it from that aspect, that treasures can be more than just jewelry.
Yeah.
Because I know people who have, because see treasures, especially it can be plural, because it's something that's an asset. It's something that's renowned. It's something that deserves high praise. Treasures. It's something that's highlighted. But by the same token, treasures could be excellent. It can be excellent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you got one meaning for excellency, and I have another interpretation, then we're apart already. So at some point in time, it has to come together. So what are we talking about? When I'm talking about treasure, I'm talking spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm talking church, I'm talking spiritual.
Yeah.
Now, I know everybody want me to say, well, but Pastor, he said, in whom are hidden all the treasure? In whom? Who? Christ. That's where the treasures are. The wisdom and knowledge. Well, how do I get that? Well, I'm glad you asked. In Colossians 3 and 10, in the book of Colossians, we're there already, so let's stay there. How about 3 and 10? It reads like this, and having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
Amen. From the Message Bible. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator and his label on it. Amen, amen.
And this word knowledge in the Greek, it means full knowledge, complete knowledge, exact knowledge. That's what God wants for us, the exact knowledge. Where can your bag get up? Yes, I can. But what you got? Philippians 2:5, when he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. Oh, you don't believe that's the exact mind he want us to have? I beg your pardon. This is the exact mind that he want us to have. Why? Because he's reproducing himself in us. You got to wake to awaken to this knowledge. Wake up to it. He says, and have put on the new man. This knowledge is for the new man. Can you help me say that? It's for the new man.
Amen.
See, the spiritual knowledge is for the new man. It's not for the old man. If you're going to continue to do the old thing, well, then this knowledge won't help you. Because you'll never get the image of Christ in you because you don't believe it. See, this is for the new man. This knowledge I'm talking about is for the new man.
Yeah,
it was created in Christ Jesus for us, for the new man.
Mm-hmm.
So we can proudly say that we have the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. See, there's a deeper insight into this very heart of the Father. And he wants us to have that. He hid it. He hid it. Why do you hide things? Because it ain't for everybody.
Amen.
Everybody don't need to see it.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen.
See, that's why I think 1 Corinthians, I believe it's 2:9, says it'll really shed some light on this. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things which God have prepared for those that love him. Well, if you love him, that's right now. That's a hidden knowledge. That's a hidden manner. But they are revealed to us in the revelation through the Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is able to search all things. Let me say that one more time. All things. Yea, the deep things of God. And our recreated spirit enable us to follow the Holy Spirit in the searching of the riches, which that's the treasures, of his grace.
Amen, amen.
And I'm going to tell you this, too, because most of these riches are in the Pauline revelation, like in Ephesians 3:8. We get a real glimpse of what Paul said, and to whom am less than the least of all the saints is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles. The unsearchable riches of Christ, the unsearchable riches belong to us. But like pearls, we have to search for them. Pearls ain't right down the top. You have to search for them. These are pearls, brother and sister.
Amen.
And then what that 12th verse said, it said something like, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given of us. God freely give this knowledge, this wisdom, this understanding to us. Why did you do that, God? So I can reproduce myself in you, God. That's what he's doing, reproducing himself in us. That we be like him, that very same image.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, God want everybody to hear his word, but let me tell you, brother and sister, some of this stuff was hid just for you and I. Somebody said, oh, because I'm dumb enough to believe it. No, I'm smart enough to believe it.
There you go.
I'm humble enough to believe it. Mm-hmm. My reasoning days is over.
Yes.
God
Amen.
Said, I believe it. I ain't questioning you, Lord. If you say I'm the temple, I'm the temple. Because I want spiritual knowledge. I want spiritual understanding.
Amen.
That's what I'm after. Spiritual knowledge. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me about the flesh. Don't tell me about the tangible church. That's flesh. I want to know about the church that's over there in Hebrews 9. The church that's mm-hmm. in Hebrews 8. I don't know about the spiritual stuff. Had enough of this fleshly stuff. I know how they would take the blood of a lamb, the ashes of a heifer. Mm-hmm. I get all of it. Now, teach me the spiritual stuff. How we can use the blood of Christ. We can still bind and loose. Teach me how God's still healing today. God ain't stopped healing. I don't care what they're doing to your church. I don't care what they're doing to your neighborhood. Jesus is still healing. But you got to touch him.
Hallelujah.
Got to be able to touch him through faith. And you got to be able to speak it. Speak
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah.
That woman said,
Hallelujah.
She's fed. Came out of, she spoke it. She said, if I could touch but the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
She spoke it when nobody else talking. She was speaking it.
Mm-hmm.
She elbowed her way through the crowd speaking, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. If I could but touch the hem of his garment. And finally, whoop, she got it. Whoop, she got it.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, who touched me? Who is this?
Mm.
And
disciples
said, Jesus, come on now, man. All these folks, and you talking about somebody, he said, now y'all understand this touch here. It was a different kind of touch.
Yeah.
This touch went all the way in me. Somebody spoke this thing. Who is it?
Ooh. Yeah.
And finally that little woman dipped out of there and said, it was me. It was me. I spoke it. I just want to be made whole. He said, this said you made whole, honey.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't even supposed to be in the crowd. She wasn't even supposed to be in the crowd.
Amazing.
When you will speak that thing, maybe nobody else was speaking it, but let me tell you, your words will get to the Lord.
Yeah.
She spoke it.
Yeah.
And she kept on speaking it. She was acting like God. The God in her was being presented, being reproduced. See, when you began to speak, then you began to act like God. Because we understand through faith that God just spoke this world into existence. So you got to speak it. And I don't care about the negative comments. You're going to get those, Pastor. You're going to get the negative comments. You're going to get the negative stuff. But that didn't stop her from speaking it, because she saw the negativity. She kept on elbowing her way. She kept on going. Kept on going.
Yeah.
Because she had spoken.
Mm-hmm.
So what man knoweth the things of a man? Say the man, you know, the man who does. But who knows the things of God? The spiritual man. The new man. The new man is being presented to God on a day-to-day basis. And we need to start with all this old foolishness. Oh, that was then. No, that's now. That's the church now. Remember, he said, and these works you shall do, and greater, because I'm going. So why ain't we doing what he's doing? Now, we too busy wanting to play church. We want too busy wanting to shine our light on each other. Show how eloquent I can speak. How much I know. I just love Evangelist Sharon when she says, you know, it ain't about education, people. She make a lot of folks come to their senses. It ain't about that.
Yeah.
It's something deeper.
Amen. Amen.
If it was just education, if it was just having the ability to learn and then recite this, if it was just having the smarts to be able, or if it's just about having degrees, or if it was just about intelligence, a lot of folks be left out. But that's not what it's about. It's about the spirit, man, searching the deep things of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Get away from religion and get down to what God's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. Let me stop there. Hallelujah. But I want to go. I really want to go because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, what knoweth the things of man. See, that's knowledge. Say the man's spirit. Yeah. That's who knows that. That's what's in him. That's all he knows. So even the things of God, God's spirit is in you. God didn't give us the spirit of the world. We don't have the spirit of the world no more. You should be operating like that. Have you learned anything? Learn that we got the exact spirit that raised God, Jesus from the dead. That's what lives in us. That same spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
It's this knowledge. It's this knowledge of his will. It's spiritual wisdom, the Bible says. It's spiritual understanding. Don't be giving me this old garbage about, well, you know, here's how it works in the flesh. Don't compare spiritual things with fleshly stuff. Stop doing that, I say. Mm.
Amen.
If that's all you got to offer, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Because I'm spiritual.
Hallelujah.
I'm a spiritual man having human experiences. Yeah, I still have to go to the bathroom. I'm not that spiritual. I'd still bleed if you cut me.
Mm-hmm.
I still get, my taste buds still work. Oh, some ham hocks and some collard greens. May have that this Sunday. Yeah, my taste buds still work for a good piece of a custard pie. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I still like oxtails. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that has nothing to do with my spiritual life. I'm concerned about my spiritual life. I gotta leave up out of here, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get up out of here.
Yes,
I gotta lay awake every sin that so easily beset me. Gotta get off my spiritual. Gotta get it out of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it out. Wiggle it out. Jump it out. While you exercise, say, that ain't who I am. Here's who I am. I'm a new person. I mean, whatever you got to do to make it happen, make it happen. You got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
News break, news flash. You ain't finna be here forever.
Amen.
You may not be here tomorrow. And especially if you ain't 70 yet, you know. You promised 70. Now, everybody past 70, you done got your blessing. You was promised 70 by reason of health and strength. Now, you don't know when your kick is coming. So you got to get
Amen.
It right.
Yeah. Amen.
Your ticket might be in the mail tonight. The chances you took in 2001, you can't take them chances now. You past 60. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
You can't do that. You got to get more spiritual than ever before. You're going to meet your Maker.
Amen.
And he's a spirit.
Yeah.
Why do you think we got to look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith? That's who we got to look to.
Yeah.
But anyway, anybody have any? Just press one. Have any comments, anything you want to share, press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know if I'm going to do a review or pick it up myself for Sunday. I don't know. I'm led by the Spirit.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So, Pastor, reading 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning with the 9th verse from the Message Bible. And it starts off that's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it. What God has arranged for those who love him. But you've seen and heard it because God, by his Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and bring out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning, well, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. And that 14th verse starts off saying, the unspiritual self, just as it is written by nature, can't receive the gift of God's Spirit. Seems like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit, God's Spirit, and our Spirit in open communication, spiritually alive. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing. Amen. And that is so beautiful because it is a spiritual walk, and that we have to be on one accord and line up with the Word of God so that we can walk spiritually with him. I like that scripture. Amen. It's deep.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't overemphasize the fact that that's where God wants us at, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get back on you, somebody help me. I can't overemphasize. That's where God expects for us to live in him.
Yeah.
God expects that.
Amen.
How you know what God expects? Because I saw it in the Word, man. And that's how I know.
Amen.
Because I know. I know we're God's children because he calls us his little children. So why should I be confessing anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing how no good I am, what I used to be. I ain't hearing that stuff. I hear the stuff of the new man now. What the new man is about.
Yeah.
The new man. Folks always want to take me to the Old Testament. Well, that's okay, brother. Just, I understand that's a reference point, but it's not my point. My point is to live in the New Testament. My point is to move past that. My point is to live beyond Revelation. I'm past that. I'm the church.
Yeah.
When you see me, you see the church. What that
yeah,
like to you,
yeah.
huh? You ain't seen the church like that.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! What that man on? I'll tell you what, I'm on LSD. That's Lord, Salvation, and Deliverance. You want to know what your pastor's on? I'm on LSD. That's Lord, Salvation, and Deliverance. And I'm going to continue to be on LSD.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to show, you know, it's my job. How about that one? It's my job.
Amen.
That I let you know that Christ loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what they done said, you're his child, and he wants you back.
Yeah.
Now, run and tell that. Run and tell that.
All right, all right. Thank you, Lord.
And Temptation made a song. I think it was the Temptation. Y'all probably too young to know this song. But he said, I ain't too proud to beg.
Oh, mm-hmm. It was the Temptation.
I want you to know, I ain't too proud to beg. I want you to know
mm-hmm.
God love you like that. He give. I mean, what more won't he give you? He gave you his only
begotten
yeah. son. It'd be different
yeah.
if you had a couple others. He could. There was this only thing he had gave to you. So what you think
mm-hmm.
about this other son, he'll give it to you, man. No problem. No worries.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes.
Amen.
See,
yeah.
see that?
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. I think I was. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For your word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But we'll see everyone tomorrow. I'm sorry. We'll see everyone Sunday for the word at noon. God bless.